coming off a huge game in that win over the Bears. He had 5 receptions, 67 yards, and a TD on the season. 37 receptions, 458 yards, 7 TDs. He was undrafted in 2017 out of Indiana State. Green Bay is 8-3. They're in first in the NFC North, and they're at home against Philadelphia Sunday. That is a CBS game. Robert Tonyan is my guest. Robert, it's so good to have you on. How are you?
Thank you. I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Really good to have you. So you had a big game, as I mentioned, on Sunday. Another one against the Bears. You had the 5 receptions, including that 39-yard TD in the third quarter. Can you take us through the play? What did you see on that play?
We had a good, play designed up with all of our, keepers and stuff like that, and all of our play action stuff, and just the right call at the right time. Aaron put a good ball out there and, sealed the deal.
Robert, you sealed the deal, and he did put a good ball out there. I got to ask you, though. Sunday was another in a season full of enormous games for you, including that 3-TD game against the Falcons on Monday night back in October. You came into the season with 2 touchdowns since entering the league, and now you've broken out in such a big way. What has this year been like for you overall?
Yeah, I mean, it's going as planned and as I wanted and as I visualized, and, I get to come into a building with a great group of guys, a great group of coaches, and who encouraged me to be me and be myself and be the best Robert Tonyan. So I can't ask for much more than that for, the guys in this building.
Robert Tonyan joining us. I think, in a sense, you're kind of understating what you've had to go through. As an example, one of the things that Aaron Rodgers talks about as it relates to you and your approach is the fact that you dealt with that hip injury and you just kept battling through it. Aaron said, quote, "When you see a guy pushing through an injury like that, not making excuses and trying to suit up every single week, you can't help but gain a lot of respect for them," end quote. That's really high praise from a guy like that. What was your approach to dealing with that injury and playing through it? And did you get the sense that guys noticed the work you were putting in and how much they respected it?
Yeah, I mean, last year was tough. You go through an injury. I've never had an injury before in my life. So last year was the first time where, I dealt with that kind of adversity. And, when that stuff comes, the only thing I really know what to do is kind of work through it. So, like Aaron said, just not making excuses about it and just trying to go out there and do what's best for the team, even if it's, whatever, 5 plays or whatever, just to be on the field with the guys. But I think that just kind of led over into the off season, getting the surgery, and then leading into a good, work ethic and mindset coming into this season.
Robert Tonyan, my guest, you mentioned that you never had an injury before, but it's not like you hadn't dealt with adversity before. Having
right.
gone through what you went through to get here, did that help you prepare for an injury, even if you had never had one before?
Yeah, staying the course. It's a long season. It's the NFL. Things happen. It's a physical, violent game. But, I just had to come to grips with that some things happen for a reason, and, just how I respond to it is what's going to be the ultimate outcome for me.
Yeah, I should probably not assume that everybody knows your story, but what I'm talking about here is, and people are familiar with it, but for those who aren't, you were a quarterback at McHenry East in Illinois. You're putting up big numbers, but the team didn't have a lot of success. So back in the day, what kind of attention were you getting from colleges when it came to recruiting?
The basic average, a couple small school offers here and there, and, if I get, some attention from a MAC school, it was awesome. But, it's all part of the process. People go different ways and have different paths. So, at the end of the day, my ultimate goal was to get to the NFL, one way or another.
Yeah, right. I mean, there's so many different ways and so many different paths, and you never know where you're going to find a good player.
Exactly.
Story goes, though, that your dad, Bob, made a master list of every D1 school. Your mom, Tammy, would email the head coach, the quarterback's coach, the recruiting coordinator at every single school, and you would be searching for schools that needed a quarterback. I mean, the whole family is all in. What was that part of the process like?
I mean, we went through it with my sister. She played Division I volleyball at Bowling Green, so she's 2 years older than me. So we went through that process with her. So it was a little bit, I wouldn't say easier, but, we knew it was coming, and, we just tried to get, my name out there as much as possible just to, get, our foot in the door. And it worked out in the end.
Let me ask you this. Your family made great, great sacrifices. Sometimes your mom would drive you to one-day camps at various schools. What were the road trips like with your mom, and what did that mean for your relationship with your mom?
Yeah, I mean, some people don't get, you know, get the time to, you know, spend with their parents very often, especially in like this day and age. Is just so much going on and so much distraction. But, you know, I was just, you know, forced, not in a bad way, but to be in a car ride, you know, driving around the country with my mom for a couple summers. And, you know, you don't get to have those talks very often, you know, with your kids and your parents. So it was nice that all that time spent in a car, you're forced to talk, you're forced to, you know, just any relationship. And it was good that it was with my mom. And, you know, the relationship that we have now just, you know, drives me every day when I come in the building, you know, to just give it that one more percent just for my mom.
I love hearing that. That's great the way you laid that out, and it's so true. I mean, I'm a parent, and I've got a teenage son. I've got another son in college. I know a lot of parents listening right now have got that same feeling, like you don't have that kind of quality connection or time.
Right.
And it is so important. So when you go through that, and just to get a shot in college, then you go undrafted, then you get hurt, and then you grind. Now we're talking about you being a Pro Bowl candidate. First off, what would it mean to you, or what does it mean to you to be a candidate, and how much would it mean to you to go to the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, it is crazy, that, you know, from where I was, you know, just a couple of years ago to where I'm at now. I mean, it is an honor. You know, to go to the Pro Bowl would be awesome, but there's only really one bowl that we're worried about here in Green Bay. And, you know, we're trying to get that ring on our finger.
Robert Tonyan joining me for a few more moments. It helps when you've got one of the best ever who's getting you the ball. Seems like Aaron Rodgers has taken his game to another level this season, but you said that you knew he was going to have a huge year before the year began. What did you see that made you think that he had a season like this coming?
Just kind of his attitude and, you know, his demeanor coming into the building. It was much more, you know, wouldn't say laid back, but more calm and having fun, where he was more of himself. He was more comfortable around, you know, the coaching staff, the people in the building. There's a lot more trust around, you know, the offense. And I just think the camaraderie of the team is stronger, so it kind of allows Aaron to be more of himself.
It's really interesting. You know, I had him on earlier, Robert, and I've been talking to him for years. He talks a lot about being mindful and being present. I mean, do you sense that change in him as well? Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. And that's something I worked on this offseason, was just kind of, you know, the mental and spiritual aspect of being an athlete. And, you know, to be able to, you know, talk with him about it, someone who's, you know, does the same stuff, you know, the mental practice and all that, it's a good, you know, it's a good thing to have someone of that caliber going through the same thing or has gone through the same stuff mentally, that, you know, you can, you know, pick apart and, you know, get better at even that.
And one thing I want to ask you about before you go, since you mentioned that, my greatest source of fascination with guys like you and other athletes at the highest level is not necessarily the physical, but what you're talking about, the mental, the spiritual. So when you say that you put in that time over the offseason and really focused on that part of the game, like, what types of things did you do? Who did you read? What did you do? How did you get better mentally?
Yeah, just, you know, read some different books. I got with a mental coach and just kind of worked on my mental toughness and, you know, spirituality, just kind of just figuring out what works for me, what gets me in a right mindset. And my mental coach, is George Kittle's father, Bruce. He's my mental coach. So it was just kind of getting in that, you know, different mindsets and how I can deal through adversity and how I can just, you know, let thoughts come and go. It's just, you know, the power of the mind is super, super crazy and super real, and not many people understand, like, that's the strongest muscle of your body. You got to take care of that just as much as you do any part of your body.
Dude, I was just going to say, the mind is the most important muscle, so how do we strengthen that muscle? Like, how do you get mentally tougher? What's the process for that?
Reps. I mean, just would it be like if you have to get, you know, bench reps or, you know, squat reps or running routes or catching balls, like, just got to put yourself in, you know, different aspects in your mind, and a lot of meditating, a lot of being with yourself, and a lot of self-talk to, you know, see, you know, how strong your mind is and where your mind can take you, and, you know, visualizing, manifesting, you know, success and where you want to be in life and just going after it.
Great point. So finally, what about Kittle? You mentioned his dad, but what about George? You and he are good friends, and I know that if you're doing work with his dad, you're definitely doing training with George as well. What have you learned from your time with George specifically?
He just instilled a lot of stuff in me, just to trust myself and just go be myself. You know, having all the tools, and, you know, sometimes people's minds get in the way of, you know, their athleticism or their play. And for him and me, he was just, you know, telling me to be myself, encouraging me to just let loose and go out there and just, you know, act wild on the field and, you know, set the tone and be a leader and be a good glue guy in the locker room and just, you know, keep stacking days day by day, and eventually it'll lead to big success.
And then finally, the Wisconsin life. Like, I got to ask you, for instance, I've got a son at the University of Wisconsin. We built a house in northern Wisconsin. I'm a California guy. Man, I love the Wisconsin life. I know you're locked in. I know it's work. But what's the Wisconsin life been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up, you know, just over the border in Illinois. We, you know, family cabins up in northern Wisconsin as well.
Where?
Saner, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Just north of Minocqua. Yeah, just on Plum Lake.
And love it.
Yeah.
We're in Eagle River.
Here, yep. And I'm just, I've been around all this stuff up here and, you know, been around Packers fans, been around all the Packers bars growing up and seeing all this this lifestyle, and it's great to be a part of it. I was actually driving in this morning and seeing all the houses on Oneida Street and Lombardi, like, leading up to the stadium, and all the, you know, the Packers flags out there and all the Packers Christmas decorations. I just laugh because and smile because, like, these fans have been dedicated for so long, and, you know, it means the world to them, like, our success. So it's just, you know, again, like I said, just another, you know, stepping stone or backbone, I should say, to, you know, our success is the fan base.
I never made that day trip to Minocqua when we were in Eagle River. And by the way, everybody in Eagle River is, like, from Chicago and Illinois. Am I missing? Should I have gone to Minocqua? Is that something I have to do?
Yeah, I mean, northern Wisconsin, the more north you go, you know, the more peaceful and more, you know, out there you are away from, you know, just the general population. I kind of like, when I go up there, I kind of like to get away and just get out. And, you know, it's nice up there. More north, the better.
I love it. The more north, the better. Robert Tonyan, my guest, tight end for the Packers. My man, so appreciate the conversation. That was fun. That was great. You nailed it. You crushed it. Really good to have you on the show. Robert, thanks so much for making time for us.
No, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.
That was fun. That was a pleasure. Packer fans, how about that?